Welcome back to the Making Sense of Money podcast, presented to you by P1FCU, where we tackle all the financial topics that matter the most to you. I'm your host, Tanis, and today we have Stevie Stokowski-Costa with SJX JetBoats.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I was very excited to see you on the agenda because as a fellow daddy's girl, I love your guys' story and where SJX has started and where you came into the picture. And I think it's a great story. So can you start by telling us a little bit about where SJX began, what it is, and what makes your boats?
Well, first I brought the tissues. Because there will be tears today.
Absolutely.
My nerves are kind of wrecked because this is something that I'm truly passionate about. And I mean, this is our life. So being vulnerable about who I am, because I usually stay behind the scenes, is kind of a lot for me. Yeah. I'm rooting him on and cheering him every day.
Yeah.
You know, behind the scenes.
And how could you not? I mean, it's such a cool thing to be able to work side by side with a parent or with a loved one. So it's just really neat. Mm-hmm. What makes SJX different than other competitors or boats and specifically different?
Well, first of all, we are in Orfino, Idaho, which, you know, we live in Lewiston, but we commute 45 minutes to an hour, depending on the weather. And it is a shallow water jet boat. So being on the Clearwater River makes it ideal for testing the boats because the Clearwater is more shallow, you know, and they are a specific jet boat tunnel hole, which I try and explain is a lot different than the manufacturers down here in Lewiston. Mm-hmm. It is used for search and rescue. It goes in less than 3 inches of water.
That's so crazy.
That's and it's insane. Like the ATV on the water.
Oh, okay.
So four-wheel drive, and you're going over land.
Wow.
Because we use a UHMW bottom, which takes a specific technique that we only use in-house. It is similar to what they use in bulletproof vests. So that will kind of put it into perspective of the quality and protection for underneath the jet boat, which allows it to glide on land, over debris, logs, things like that.
So especially in Orfino, I didn't realize how shallow things were the more like upriver you further. Get. Like I was baffled to know that. It was only like, what, like inches deep in some points. Mm-hmm.
And he's my dad, Steve, who is the founder of SJX Jet Boats. He started right out of high school with designing the boats and being intrigued. You know, his wheels were always spinning. And he worked with one of the original jet boat manufacturers in the Valley in the 80s. And then as I, you know, came into the picture and was born. I mean, he's been doing this my whole life, clearly.
Say, is this like something you were forced to kind of like be interested in?
Or? I mean, we love the outdoors.
Yeah.
So it's like our second nature. These boats were created out of our necessities and needs, you know. What he uses in Alaska in 1998, they actually designed the concept of the inboard tunnel hole jet boat.
Oh, wow.
Because they were so far where nobody else could get them, where they hunt in Alaska. I cannot say the name of the river or location because I don't share hunting or fishing secrets. I've been ordered not to say anything about fishing secrets and where we go what we use for bait. I'm not allowed to say those things.
That's too funny. So you kind of were like, I mean, from, like you said, from you were born and exposed to that kind of lifestyle.
My whole life.
When was it serious as far as like when you're like helping and like really learning?
After college.
Okay.
I started in 2012. So it was the end of 2012. I was going through a shift in life and I didn't think I would work with my dad. You know, I went to school for design. I thought I would end up at the Design Institute doing architecture or clothing.
Sure.
That still is I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a creative. So that's where I get to bring in that side of when designing the boats, the colors and the wraps and giving my input on that. That's so what fills my cup, not necessarily bookkeeping.
Yeah.
But here I am.
Yeah. I love it.
So.
Oh, that's relieving for your dad too, because that's a whole nother beast.
It is.
You guys make the perfect team.
Yes. So I bring in those skills along with what I learned with bookkeeping and accounting along the way. And that's something I think we'll touch base on, how I got into that. Mm-hmm. It's a little emotional. Because, it's just, it's very special to my heart how I was taught our bookkeeping and how to do quarterly reports and all of that fun
stuff.
The nuts
and bolts.
Yeah, because I had no idea when I started working there. Mm-hmm. And now I get praised by, if we have an audit, which is common, you know, when you have a company, you get the occasional every so often, you get audits. And, you know, I take pride in the fact that they're like, you're doing a great job. I'm like,
that's
thank
great.
You.
Yes.
I quit business school and went back, took a couple of years off and went back to be a designer. So hearing that, it justifies
absolutely
all those years where I failed in business school and it was not for me. But here I am.
When did your dad start SJX?
In 2007.
2007. Yeah. So you're not the new kid on the block. I mean, you guys have been established for quite some time.
So he was at the facility that we're at now a few years before I came in, which they needed me. They won't admit it, but they needed me. I came in and organized the beast.
Yeah.
Shall I say, I'm very organized.
That's good.
So if they ask me for anything, I will find it.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And you kind of stated already like the most eye-opening part of this, you know, joining your dad and with everything has probably been like the bookkeeping side and kind of the, like we said, the nuts and bolts, right?
Accounting. I work side by side with our accountant a lot. He's a dear friend of mine.
Oh, good.
And I mean, I worked at his business. He opened up his business for me to come in and work an entire summer at my own office to learn QuickBooks and just teach me how to reconcile. I mean, he didn't have to do those things.
No.
And he did it out of the kindness of his heart. And I think having people behind the scenes supporting you and believing in you is what makes a business successful. There are a lot of people behind the scenes who cheer us on. I had the late Michael Quigley. He has passed away, but he is a friend of ours. And I remember he would come up and have lunch with me and teach me how to do workers' comp reports for like state insurance and all, you know, all the things that you have to do monthly and quarterly. Mm-hmm. He taught me all those things and he didn't get a dime, you know? So those are things that really make an impact for people, you know, starting out.
Absolutely.
You have to have people helping you. Because, I mean, you really don't have much when you're starting. And I know my dad started from the ground when he ventured off with SJX Jet Boats.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys have had some really great tools and kind of blessings that have helped build what you guys are, you know, building upon, you know, year after year, which is great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mike got a shout out on the podcast. So
Michael, and his family, we still – I pray and I support them. And I got to meet his first grandbaby, which he never got to meet. But I saw her from a distance just randomly at the store one day. And I said, oh, my gosh. Oh. She is the spitting image of her grandfather.
Cool.
So, I mean, those are things that just hit me.
Yeah.
Especially.
It's important in, like, family-owned businesses to have relationships like that. What is one lesson that your dad's taught you that's really stuck with you when it comes to running a business?
Well, don't share your fishing secrets.
Besides the gatekeeping of the fishing secrets.
he says to put in the work. It's embedded in my head.
Yeah.
Put in the work. I don't think he takes a day off unless it's work-related or he has to, like, have an appointment for the doctor. That man is at work every day. Wow. I've never met anybody with the work ethic that he has, and I know where it comes from. Just starting at the bottom and working your way up in a world where the bottom person just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So he really had to work extremely hard to get to where he is. That's why he doesn't know when to shut it off. That is why I'm there to remind him to eat and take care of himself or go home when he needs a nap, because we don't want to be around him when he's grumpy and he's been up for 2 days straight traveling.
Yeah.
I'm like, go take a nap. Like, you're not doing anything good here.
Right.
Just go sleep.
Gosh, your
roles.
So
nobody else is going to tell him that.
Right. You have – the roles are not limited to you.
Yeah, I have no filter with him. That's another thing. Like, how is it working with my father?
Fun. Inappropriate.
I'll start out with the negative aspects. Working with your family is extremely hard because we're both really strong-minded. And we're opinionated, and that's my dad. So he gets he gets who I am. I'm
of
not
course.
Filtered like I would be with
right.
an executive boss in
For
a company.
Sure.
'Cause, you know, I've been fired so many times.
Oh, no.
I haven't. So, but I've also quit many times, and he's also threatened to fire me so many times.
You're like,
so,
yeah, right.
But then I get up the next day, and I'm there, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, right.
Freaking here. Hi.
Yeah. Well, that's something that a lot of people don't, you know, share when working with family is it's not all rainbow and sunshine.
Oh, no.
Family-owned business, there's got to be so many, like, ups and downs, but obviously the good outweighs the bad.
Yeah, the good how many people can say that they get to work with their dad?
Oh, it's a dream.
I wouldn't hardly see him.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I would not see my father because he's so busy.
Yeah.
Unless it was for holidays or special occasions.
Gosh.
Or if I say I want to go fishing.
He's so lucky to have you because, you need to rein that in sometimes on that balance.
I love him. I support him. And I tell him things that he doesn't want to hear because no one else is going to tell him.
Yeah. You're a good business partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep life exciting.
So you kind of answered this, working side by side with your dad. There's the ups and downs, and you bring the exciting and the reminders to take the naps. But as far as like
– some sleep.
Yes, exactly. As far as like running the business, like – he's probably set you up for such success as, you know, hardworking. There's the base principles, but ready to, you know, pass. Obviously, you will be the one to, you know, take things over at some point in life. And that's
Hopefully.
Something you aspire to do.
Hopefully, yeah.
So
he's not slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah.
And that was another thing he wanted to make clear when I came in here.
Oh, don't worry, Steve-o. We know.
He's got a lot of vinegar in him. So I'll leave out the other cuss word.
Yeah. We love that, though. I mean, that's great. And that, what a good example for you and your children. And it just is a really cool message for self-employed people. I mean, and you're owning and growing a business. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Work ethic is inevitable. You have to have it. So I think that's really great.
Thank you.
SJX is known as one of the leading shallow water jet boat manufacturers in the world. What do you think has helped you stay ahead in such a specialized industry?
We put in the time.
Yeah.
We don't cut corners for fast results. And I think that's something that's super important to people to understand about our business is, you know, when we started, when he started, it was before I came in the picture, the jet boats were used. We had a power plant that we use as Mercury Sport Jet, which that's where the SJX comes in.
Okay.
But also his initials, SJ, Stephen James, which is my grandfather's name.
Awesome.
So it kind of made sense. But over time, you know, things change. People evolve. Companies evolve. The engineers evolved. And we are in a totally different ballgame when we started working with Indomar. And we use the EcoBoost now with the EcoJets. And it's super powerful.
What is that exactly?
The EcoJet. So to put it into perspective for non-jet boat enthusiasts.
Yes, please.
It is the same engine that they put in the new Mustangs, but it's the Marine unit. So we had the first EcoBoost Marine unit.
That sounds fun.
But there's a lot of testing that went into that.
I bet.
So this is where the standout from the other, we say followers, because people are having a hard time copying our designs due to the fact that we took 3 years of testing these products with the EcoJet.
Right.
And three jet boats we prototyped and put through so much extreme testing. I'm talking going over land, just beating them up to the point where the goal was to have them fall apart. We wanted to test these products before we put them available on the market because it was a new engine and jet, you know, because we're an inboard.
Right.
You know, a lot of jet boats are outboard. So that is where people have a hard time understanding that, you know, now people are using the EcoBoost. After years, it's on the market now. So the other manufacturers are using that engine. But we had been using it years prior.
I see.
And yeah, I mean, my dad's out there testing every single jet boat before it leaves the facility.
That's like
every single boat.
Yeah. Time, money, resources. Like, that's incredible. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of work, long weekends, late nights.
Oh, gosh.
Lots of coffee. Yeah. and stress.
Yeah.
So.
But that's what makes you guys so great.
Is yeah.
The thoroughness and staying on top of that innovation. That's fantastic. Gosh. Well, your passion is there. And it's so beautiful to witness and learn about.
So much passion that I brought my own tissue box. But I'm doing pretty good.
You are doing great. Very great. And like I said, that's what makes businesses so successful is when you have that passion and that work ethic. So I think what you and your dad do is really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
And I'm very thankful for you to share those things because there's a lot of good and there's a lot of ugly to it too.
That people don't talk about.
Absolutely not. And it's important for, you know, listeners and viewers to to hear those things because maybe you never know who's thinking about starting their own venture or working with their parent or, you know, taking over a business or whatever that looks like.
I give myself pep talks every morning.
Oh.
Every morning. Like, I just get up excited.
Yeah.
You know, let's go.
You have to. Well, I have one question left for you, and that is, what is one thing you wish you would have known about money earlier in life?
Oh, it's okay to ask for help.
That's a good one.
I really had to humble myself a little bit on knowing it's okay to ask questions and there's always going to be somebody out there who can answer those questions and is willing to help you.
Absolutely.
I mean, you might have to find or go through a lot of people that are willing to take the time to help you. But we have found that with P1FCU. And that's why we are here, you know. I finally feel comfortable asking difficult questions, whether it's my personal life or business related. P1FCU has made it extremely comfortable for us, and we know that you guys have our back. So,
Love to hear that. That's great.
Thank you.
Oh, well, that's good perspective. One we have not heard yet. So, I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's a difficult topic for everybody.
It is.
Right?
It's very taboo. Absolutely.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's okay to ask questions.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing everything from your passions to goals and all the things with your relationship with your dad and everything. So really good stuff. So thank you very, very much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
And this was fun.
And thank you to everybody for tuning in. We hope you learned something new today and feel one step closer to making sense of money. Don't forget to check out our newsletter and subscribe at p1fcu.org. We'll see you next time.